Once again with Will Tollerton on our update program this afternoon on Double K Country. Thanks so much for taking the time with us once again.
Well, thank you for having me, Ben.
So I know we have a few things we want to talk about. Of course, Vernon County Historical Society has quarterly programs, and one of those coming up shortly. So orphan trains, one of those things that I hadn't really heard of before looking at this. So generally will this program touch on?
Yes. So our spring quarterly program will take place at the Bushwhacker Museum on Sunday, April 14th at 2 p.m. And we're going to be touching on a little bit of an obscure point of American and Missouri mm-hmm. history, and that's the orphan train movement, which that took place between the 1850s and 1920s. And basically what that was is overcrowded cities in the East, like New York City, Boston, Philadelphia, they would sometimes, children who were orphaned, parents had passed mm-hmm. away, or in some cases, maybe their parents just couldn't, impoverished in the city, just couldn't take care of them. They were taken to orphanages and then sent on trains to the West, or what we would now term the Midwest, usually be taken in by farm families, adopted out to families that would hopefully give them a better home. And there were thousands of children who were sent West that way in the 19th and early 20th centuries. So it's a little bit of a sad history in some ways, mm-hmm. but also a very interesting little topic. And the a storyteller named Denise Groh from Harrisonville, she's done a lot of research on this, and she's going to be telling this story to our audience on April 14th. And there are even a few that we know of children here in Vernon who came to settle here in Vernon County in that time period who were from orphan trains.
All right. So, potentially, some descendants years and years later would have been maybe in this area still and might not have heard of it.
There could be. We will do a little research ahead of the April 14th program to see if we can identify any families, family names around here who may be descendants of orphan train people.
All right. So, again, that's coming up on Sunday the 14th. And once again, that's a free program.
Yes. These are always free programs at the Bushwhacker Museum, which is located in the lower level of the Nevada Public Library.
All right. And the program itself starts at 2 o'clock?
Yes. So, it'll start 2 o'clock and wrap up around 3.
All right, so you got that kind of taken care of on that, as I know we are getting pretty close to the point where we get regular hours at Bushwhacker Museum, but not quite opening day, but that's coming up soon.
Yes, less than a month away. Wednesday, May 1st is opening day for the 2024 tour season at the Bushwhacker Museum. And to kind of kick off our summer tour season this year, that Saturday, May the 4th, we're going to be participating in the Music on the Square, which has been moved to Saturdays, the first Saturday of the month. I understand some of the downtown retailers are kind of having a little special get downtown, get out event, and the Bushwhacker Museum will be pleased to participate the first Saturday of May by having our local musician Joe Willis down to play in the museum from 1 to 3 p.m. So this is a little bit extended hours. Normally we close at 1 p.m. on Saturday, but for this special event we'll stay open till 3, and Joe has titled his musical rendition A Sentimental Journey, so historically appropriate tunes of yesteryear. So anyone who's interested in hearing that, I encourage them to come out to the Bushwhacker Museum on May 4th to hear Joe play.
Anything more people need to do to attend with that music?
No, that also will be a free event. It's an extended hour, so no, there's no admission. Just hope people come, maybe do a little looking around the gift shop, buy a souvenir, take a chance to see the museum.
Maybe take a chance to go through the museum and then take a little bit of time to enjoy some music for a couple hours.
That's
too.
Right. Yeah. Again, I do want to emphasize that will be a free admission that from 1 to 3 p.m. that day.
All right. So, again, that's coming up on May 4th. As we also look at May, one other thing coming up the weekend after that, I suppose, with, of course, Mother's Day and everything coming up as well, afternoon tea and fashion show.
Yes. So every year for the past, I think, since 2015, except during COVID, the Vernon County Historical Society has hosted an annual fundraiser. And we usually call it Night at the Museum. And it typically would take place in March as a dinner entertainment at the museum. But this year, we decided to change things up. So in lieu of Night at the Museum, we decided to do a different event, and this is going to be a Mother's Day Tea Party fundraiser. Not that only mothers can come. It is open to everybody. It will take place on Mother's Day, Sunday, May 12th. And we are having it in the Fellowship Hall of the All Saints Episcopal Church on East Cherry Street here in Nevada. They have a very nice fellowship hall. And we'll be having two seatings, one at 1 p.m. and again at 3:30 p.m. Tickets are $25 per person. Again, it's a fundraiser for the Historical Society, although children 10 and under will only be $10, so it'll be a little bit of a discount if mothers want to come with their young children. This would be a great thing to do, something special to do for mom on Mother's Day. And we will also be offering, besides the tea and light snacks and foods to go along with it, appropriate tea cakes and scones and that sort of thing, there will be a fashion show provided by some local people and local businesses showing off some spring fashions, as well as tours will be available of the historic All Saints Episcopal Church, which is the oldest church building in Nevada.
Okay, so again, what do people need to do to reach out and get tickets for this?
Yeah, so you can call the Bushwhacker Museum at 417-667-9602 to reserve your ticket, purchase your ticket ahead of time. Also on our website, which is www.bushwhacker.org, under the gift shop, you can find the event tickets for sale there as well. And there'll also be advertising on Facebook as well as flyers around town with QR codes directing you to the ticket website.
All right. So, again, that's coming up on May 12th. Again, those two seating times as well. So, yeah, number of things coming up here as, yeah, we're already into April, looking ahead to May. And I know we talked before we got on, and I know because that we plan on talking again probably late May again, as before we know it, Bushwhacker Days will be here.
Yes, Bushwhacker Days will be right around the corner. It is on June 15th this year, and in the Bushwhacker Museum, we will be having some kind of bluegrass musicians, as well as a return of the ragtime band from St. Louis that we had last summer. Those of you who turned out to the Fox Theater last July to hear the ragged, it was the duo Jerry and Cherry, play tunes of the early 20th century, ragtime tunes, and they were really a big hit, and we're glad to welcome them back from Bushwhacker Days.
All right, so a little preview for you for this summer, so make sure to be around for Bushwhacker Days. Always a good time and always some good things that you have going on. So, again, anything else you want to make sure to mention before we go?
I think that was all, Ben, so thank you very much.
All right, thank you so much, Will. Yet a number of things coming up with Vernon County Historical Society as we talk to Will Tollerton on your update program this afternoon. Again, that spring program coming up this Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Bushwhacker Museum. That's your update for this Tuesday afternoon on your brand of country, Double K Country.